Mountain Lion hardware support, Tweetbot Alpha for Mac, Parallels with Retina support, and the Amazon Game Circle. It's Thursday, July 12, 2012, and this is iWeek. I'm Tim Chatton, and this is what's going on in the Apple world today. Good morning, and welcome to another edition of iWeek. Kicking off today's show, I just want to publicly address some feedback I received yesterday morning. So this will be a bit long, about 4 minutes here, I'm guessing. So if you're not up to that, fast forward 4 minutes and you can get to the news of the day. But I wanted to address this publicly and just share it with you, as it's been a frustration of mine just, you know, getting feedback like this. So first off, the feedback starts by I'm being unprofessional. And well, the fact is this. I had to get a full-time day job to fund what I do. And so, yes, I would classify myself as not a quote-unquote professional that does this for their living in entirety. I do this with the little time I have after my day job is over, and I'd classify my role now as an amateur that does this for the love of it. Next, this dude thinks that I should not be the one recording my show. Well, to that I'd say, I am a one-man show. I write the show, record the show, and publish the show all by myself. I am able to do the show because of that fact. If you don't like my voice or the fact that I mispronounce words, well, then there are other shows out there for you. I do this because I love to do it, and if you don't like what I do, go elsewhere. I am not perfect, neither are you. I do the shows in a single take, and I do that on purpose. I don't dwell on the things I do wrong, but rather learn from every show I do to do the next one better. If you have a problem with that, then that's your problem, and I'm not begging you to listen to my show. Next up, I don't clutter my shows with ads to Audible or other things like that. I do, however, as this feedback points out, let you guys know how and where you guys can help out. I try to educate everyone, as I myself did not know before getting into YouTube, that YouTube ads go to the creators. The money from YouTube ads actually go to creators. Before I started doing YouTube, I thought all the money went to Google and Google alone, and I never would touch the ads. So I do that for education. Oh, another point on the feedback is that this dude had for me was the videos and games that interest me are juvenile. So his quote is, the videos and games that interest you are juvenile. So it's not my fault if you're a stuck-up 60-year-old, 40-year-old, or even a 10-year-old with different interests than me. The world is full of people with different interests. Just because they don't interest you does not mean they are juvenile. If you don't like the fact that I like The Newsroom, Dark Knight Rises, Prometheus, Tiny Wings, Jetpack Joyride, and so on and so forth, then well, listen to a different show. I express my interest in this show as the show reflects me in a big way. I love Hollywood, and that will reflect my shows as well. I'm not sorry that I don't talk about Lawrence of Arabia or Gone with the Wind or other movies that may be more classier or maybe more or less juvenile. I talk about current movies that are important to me. I talk about my interests, and I don't apologize for that. I'm not sorry if they're juvenile to you. They're what I like. So with that said, this dude also wants iWeek to be a weekly or bi-weekly show. iWeek is a daily show that is designed and written on the fact that this is available every morning to wake up to and listen to on commutes. I don't apologize for this fact. I want to do a daily show, and that is what iWeek is. If you don't like that, then listen to This Week in Tech or some other weekly show. I like the daily format, and that is what iWeek is. And if you want a weekly show, that's what iWeek Again is for. Oh yeah, this dude thinks iWeek Again is worthless because other so-called pros do it all for free. Well, to that, I just say, I follow the same exact model Adam Christensen does of the MacCast and Ken Ray does of macOS Ken. They both put tons of time into producing free content available for all, and they also produce premium shows for people that see the value in all of the hard work we do to create that free content. I produce 5 shows a week for everybody to listen to free of charge, and the people that realize it is a big commitment on my end to do that realize it might be a nice thing, a good thing to do, to spend 25 cents per episode by signing up for iWeek Again, which is only 10 bucks a month, which is available for those that see the value in a 5-day daily show. So that's that. So once again, I don't apologize for doing a daily show or offering a premium show that people can show their thanks for this free content I produce. So that's that. Sorry for the long rant about this feedback. I wanted to share it with everyone and just let you know the kind of stuff I have to sift through every now and then. So that's the feedback I got. That's my addressing of it and letting you guys know what I think about it. So let's get on to the news. First up is official word from Apple on what Macs will run Mountain Lion. According to Apple, your Mac to run Mountain Lion must be one of the following models: iMac mid-2007 or newer, MacBook late 2008 aluminum or early 2009 or newer, MacBook Pro that's mid or late 2007 or newer, a MacBook Air late 2008 or newer, Mac Mini early 2009 or mini or newer, Mac Pro early 2008 or newer, or the X-Serve from early 2009. That would be the last X-Serve Apple produced. So it seems the iMacs and MacBook Pros the longest support so far, and they'll have a life of around 6 years on the OS if you count 2013. Not too shabby. Now let's move on to some app news. First up is an exciting release for Tweetbot fans. Tapbots has released an alpha of Tweetbot for Mac. According to the company, we've decided to release it as a public alpha to A, motivate us to finish it faster, and B, get feedback to help us build the best Mac incarnation of Tweetbot we can. You can love it or hate it, but rest assured, it'll only get better from here on out. Some features, such as Notification Center and iCloud support, do not function in the public alpha due to Apple restricting such features to the Mac App Store, but they will be included in the final shipping version. You can follow a link over at iWakePodcast.com to download the free alpha today. In other news is a bit of Mac Retina app news. First up is Sparrow for the Mac App Store. According to the official Twitter account for Sparrow, you'll have to wait a bit more for Retina support on Sparrow for Mac App Store version. The app has been rejected, resubmitting soon. So there you go. I believe the non-App Store version has already been updated, so it's out there if you really, really want it. Last up in app news is Parallels. You know that app that lets you run Windows on a Mac? Well, the apps are now Retina ready. According to the company, we are proud to announce that both Parallels Desktop 7 for Mac and Parallels Mobile have been updated to support Apple's Retina display, and it's over 5 million megapixels on the newly released MacBooks and latest iPad. So there you go. Windows just got that much prettier. There's no telling yet if the Windows UI elements are good enough to take advantage of the Retina display, but it is nice knowing that Parallels is out and ready. Closing out the show today are two stories. First up is Dropbox doing something rather cool. The company is giving away pro accounts to some of their early adopters. Here's an email sent to one of those lucky people. Hi, let's be real. You've got a ton of cred for being one of the earliest Dropbox users on the block. For sticking with us all this time, we'd like to give your 25 Gigabyte subscription for free. No fine print, no catches. You'll no longer receive a bill for your current Dropbox account. It's yours for good. Keep it real, the Dropbox team. P.S. Learn about the new Dropbox Pro plans. So hooray for Dropbox. Literally refusing to get paid from paying customers that were there with them from the beginning. Pretty cool stuff. Last up today is Amazon. They've launched a Game Center rival dubbed Game Circle. According to Amazon, Game Circle will make achievements, leaderboards, and sync APIs accessible, simple and quick for you to integrate, and will give gamers a more seamless, entertaining in-game experience. Mac Rumors points out that Amazon's Game Circle appears to lack the social aspects in Game Center, such as specifying groups of friends and initiating head-to-head gameplay, but its core features are otherwise very similar to what is offered in Game Center, while folding and cross-device syncing that some iOS developers have embraced through iCloud. An interesting move by Amazon that further separates it from the Android app market, which won't offer any of these things. Well, that's what's going on in the Apple world today. If you like the show, I hope you do. You can leave a review over on iTunes. It'd be very much appreciated. You can also subscribe in the podcasting app by Apple. That will help the show get higher in rankings there. Also, I do have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/TCHATEN. Tons of video content there. I'd love it if you could watch it. Also, I do this show, as I mentioned in the beginning during the feedback, called iWake Again. It's available over at iWakePodcast.com/again. for those that want it. Join me tomorrow for another edition of iWake. Have a great day. I'll talk to everyone again real soon. Aloha.